now that Tennessee, you'll have a chance to obviously review your guys' performance against the Texans. What do you sort of anticipate how they'll try and block Calais? Do you think Calais gets more attention now? And if so, how does that help Malik and the other guys along that front?
Yeah, I don't know. Those are always tough questions to answer because you're trying to get in the mindset of the opposing team. I think that Tennessee was obviously picked by multiple people to win this division. I think offensively they create a lot of challenges. So, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're going to pay more attention to that. I know that, our attention is what we have to do, to be successful.
How good is their offensive line?
They probably have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. I think that, they're solid with both tackles. I think they're very strong inside at guard. I think they can run the football. Plus, the quarterback obviously can run. They can run. It's been part of their game plan, which is a lot of teams' game plan. So they're extremely strong. They can obviously throw it. I think it's going to create obviously a lot more challenges for our defense this week coming in on all the things they do because they can do a lot of things. They can do them well.
Do you guys sort of want to do the same things on offense?
I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I apologize. Sure, go ahead.
Do you guys want to do the same things on offense? You have a couple of good running backs. Be physical. Is it?
I think each week it can possibly change. I think that you look at what's going to give us the best opportunity to win games. I think that's kind of more the mindset of attacking instead of trying to, maybe force something. We don't feel that we're putting our players in a with some type of an advantage. I think then it gets difficult.
They've added Corey Davis and Eric Decker since last year. What dimensions have they added to their passing game?
I think, early on, you can see, Corey Davis has obviously speed. Obviously, he can get by you at the corner. So you can see that on film. He did a nice job, played a lot of plays, obviously in the last game. Obviously, Decker's someone that I've known since college. We played Minnesota when he was a receiver there, and he had a hell of a game against us. And then going against him when he was in New York, for those couple of years, he's an outstanding football player. I think they have very good players, on the perimeter. They're good at the tight end position, good at the receiver position. Really, they invested in that, obviously, with the draft. So acquiring free agents. So they have a lot of good pieces, and like I said before, I think it'll be challenging, for a defense because there's a lot of good football players, and you've got to pick and choose, who do you want to stop.
Jarrell Casey, a good player on them for defensively. What makes him an elite player inside?
He has strength. He has quickness. Obviously, he has the ability to rush the passer, which is the one thing I think that always kind of separates, the bigger inside players. But he's not the only one in there. I mean, they do a nice job, I think. Williams is there at nose. He's a good football player. Daquan Jones, I've known for a long period of time. I went to high school with his dad. So I think that, they have the corner coming back for him, the good players at corner. Searcy will probably play safety, who obviously I was with in Buffalo. I have a lot of respect for. And their linebackers are big, strong, fast, create turnovers. So, for us, and then obviously going against Coach LeBeau schematically, I've always said that I've always thought that he's been the toughest, coordinator to go against when it comes from a standpoint of protection. So I think he does an outstanding job in his packages. And obviously, I've always thought he's probably one of the top defensive coordinators in the league.
A couple times Sunday, Miles made plays, from sideline to sideline. Is that kind of you guys envision him taking that role?
I think we envision all of our players when they have the opportunity to go ahead and make plays. So, I was happy that, when Miles had an opportunity to make a play, he did. And I think that's important. I think there's some things we can clean up, like anything else, but I thought he played well.
It's only one game, obviously, but is it too early to say that the defense kind of feeds off Calais? And if that's the case, was that evident pretty early?
I agree with the first part of that. I think it's way too early, to say. I like to say that's a defense that they all work together and work with each other. I think that's what I was able to see on the sideline during the course of the game. I don't think it's any one person. I think it was, you know, them doing a good job, because Calais will be the first to tell you that, you know, he doesn't get all those sacks unless the coverage aspect is there. So I think that, you know, when you talk about coverage aspect, everyone says, oh, corners. Well, there's safeties involved and linebackers involved. You know, saying that we're doing a very good job. So I think, you know, what we're trying to get the team to understand is, hey, we just need to play as one, you know, and we need to make sure that we're communicating well and helping each other out there. And that's what I saw on Sunday. And I think the challenge is, obviously, is, you want to be able to go out there and be a consistent team and practice, you know, consistently. And you don't want to just go out there and play well one time and go up and down. So, you know, I think our players understand that. So, you know, we got to have a great practice today, because we're playing a very good football team.
What does it do for a team's confidence, defense's confidence, when they play that well the first time they're all together, first game of the season, you know, instead of, you know, struggling a little bit, and you have to say, well, you know, maybe things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think that's a good question for those players, probably. I think for me, you know, I'm always trying to push them. I'm always trying to get them better, making sure that there's things that we're constantly trying to clean up, you know, trying to practice better, play better, and those things. So I don't really, I can't tell from a standpoint of how they feel, because I'm the guy that's trying to, you know, keep them going, you know, keep pushing them, get better.
Even during OTAs, Campbell was revered by his teammates. Calais was. How rare is that for a veteran who hadn't played in a game yet to sort of command that respect?
I think it's a lot of what you've won. I think, like, I've always said this about this league. I think that if you've done a good job and if you played well and you walk into a locker room, you have 10 seconds of respect. So I think that what happens is the players know and understand, you know, that player comes in and, okay, he's done a lot of great things where he is. So when you walk into the locker room, people say, okay, I respect him. But then after that, you have to earn it. And I think that's where Calais and a lot of our players have done a good job of coming in there and making sure that they're communicating, that, you know, they're happy to be part of something. They were brought in here to help our team and to be able to support it and make us better, not the thought process of, hey, you guys just follow me and I'm going to be, you know, we're going to be fine if you do things my way. So I think it's more of a factor of him coming in and really doing a good job communicating to his teammates. And then obviously we know coming in he was an outstanding player, but I think more of his communication and the way he implemented himself with the team, not just on defense, but all around, offense, defense, all the players, all the coaches. You know, I just think that's an outstanding trait. I think that's very difficult for some people to do, but he's just a really good, good person. He really is. And he obviously is a very good football player.
Have you been around a player like that at your other NFL stops?
I think not necessarily from – I'm sure I have. Most of it – I mean, you know, we brought a player like Drew Brees in, free agency. I'm thinking about people that we brought in free agency-wise. You know, we had players like that in New York with Kevin Moy and Curtis Martin. You know, obviously Drew, Will Smith, you know, who's passed. I loved him. He was a really good leader for us. So there have been players, you know, and I think that, you know, in every team there are players like that. There really are. And I think that's something that should be looked at a little bit more, especially for younger players and especially for players that are in college right now, of good football players that understand team, you know, first, that aren't looking for a lot of attention, that just want to go out there and play. And when they play well, the first thing they think about is, the reason why I was able to make this play is because the guy's next to me. And I think that whole concept, you know, when people get that concept, you can become a better football team.
Sort of a two-part question. Have any of your players been storm impacted? And the second part of that question is it easy for you to, with all what's going on in town this week, obviously it probably may be, but is it easy to keep this focus for your players specifically if they got issues with home or family?
Yeah, the first priority was to make sure of the players, you know, making sure everyone was safe, like I said before. And then, you know, yesterday when we came into town, we told the players if there were any issues to make sure that, you know, to make us aware of them. No matter what it may be, you know, whether they have a leak and they have to file an insurance claim, or they don't have any power. We blocked a couple, you know, some hotels, you know, for our players and things of that nature. I know that we had a coach use that whose power is down. So, you know, we just basically tried to make sure that we were supporting them in any way we can to make sure that they had everything, you know, that they needed, you know, if there was any type of crisis or you know, couldn't stay in their home for whatever reason. I think the second part of that question is, again, I don't try to ignore, you know, the things that are going on the outside. So I think that, you know, we address it, you know, we think about the people that, you know, don't have power or their homes were flooded, and, you know, we think about the first responders and things of that nature. And you also think about the rest of the state, you know. You know, a lot of us are very fortunate, obviously. It was a very difficult storm. So I think you think about the rest of those people, and I think you just, you know, you talk about it, and we understand that we have to practice, but, you know, we focus in on what we have to do at the moment.
Not much normal this week, but getting back to it, does it give you a little more feeling of normalcy?
Yeah, it was a little different, you know what I'm saying, when we were out in Houston. But I thought, like I said, our operations people did a very good job. I think that, you know, once we get going today, I think when things are going on around you, it's hard to say if things are going to be normal, you know. Just like John's question, you know, we understand that things are going on around us and things of that nature. And, you know, we understand that we have a job to do. But I think that it's I wouldn't call anything normal until, you know, everything starts to get, you know, and the people are. I mean, they're trying to rebuild, and we will rebuild, and things of that nature. So I can't short what's going on the outside.
Dede Westbrook, haven't had a chance to ask you about that. Is that the expectation with Dede that he may be available later in the season?
I just think that you have to see how it goes, you know, with all those players, you know, and, you know, with rehabilitation and things of that nature. I think you just take it and see where they're at when, you know, with the recovery period.
Will he have to have surgery?
I don't know if he. I think with all the surgery stuff, we'll come out with that stuff. I don't follow that as much. Once I hear they're out, I focus in. You know, so we'll come out with that. I'll check on that, and then I'll get Tad to come out with that for you guys.
Right, you brought up the priority. You brought up the priority of protection when facing LeBeau. They blitzed pretty well in their last game. How much more pressure does that put on the running backs, the fullbacks, and the tight ends?
Just think he's always done an outstanding job. I think he's put pressure on everybody. You know, probably, you know, the biggest one is most of the pressure is on the quarterback. You know, trying to figure it out. You know, who's coming, where they're coming from. You know, Coach LeBeau has always done an outstanding job of packages. You know, there's a lot of different people, you know, playing, you know, during the course of the game defensively. And it's a great challenge. You know, I've fortunate, you know, to have played against him for a long period of time. And you know, you'd say, well, shoot, he knows him. But, you know, each week it's something different. So I think, like I said before, I think that's what separates him. And that's why he's one of the best in the league.